it's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And a good Thursday, everyone. Paul Ramo here in the studio, and on the phone with us is Dwayne Hastad from Heather Floral Nursery. And good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning, Paul, and happy fall day to everybody out there.
Happy what?
Fall day.
Oh, fall day, yeah. It's fall, all right. The big change.
Yeah, but it's supposed to get to 70 degrees this weekend again.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yep.
Are you excited for the Dawson Boyd homecoming football game tonight?
Been a lot of activities this week, and volleyball games and homecoming game tonight, and so it's fun. Should be perfect weather for it. You know, if you're out there playing, you know, like it a little cooler, so
yep.
I think it should be a great night for football. So was just out there, parked a car. There's cars all the way around already.
Yeah, it's kind of like a tradition type thing in Dawson, isn't it?
Well, I hate to tell you, but it's a pretty darn great area to watch a football game from.
That's right, and sit in your car and listen to Paul and Dwayne call the game, right?
You can't beat that.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
It is a good place, and you can, you know, turn the radio on and get the play-by-play, so I think it's a great place. The people, I think, agree to that and got their cars out there already.
That's right. Looking forward to tonight, 7 o'clock kickoff, Dawson and McCray. Well, unfortunately, it's the last garden show of the year. We're wrapping things up today, Dwayne, and what can you tell us about the plant of the week? What are we going to talk about this morning?
We're going to talk, I don't know if you saw that online, but my grandson from the cities, Trey, sent me a thing that he did in, he's 3 years old, and they made a tree, and then they used their handprints and made the leaves on the tree. So we're going to talk about fall trees and also fall leaves today a little bit.
Okay.
You had a question, Paul, there on trees.
Yeah. Do you have any sugar maples in stock in Madison? And is a sugar maple the most colorful one you can buy as far as a maple tree?
There's a lot of different kinds of maples, okay? And there's even a lot of different kinds of sugar maples, okay? There's a lot of offshoots of it. sugar maples, I would say, is my favorite tree. There's a fall fiesta maple that has a little, it's not quite as big as the original sugar maple. We do have a nice tree in Madison. It's called a commemoration maple, which again is a little bit of a smaller sugar maple, but has great fall color. If you're looking for a fall colored tree that grows in Lac Parle County, I would plant a sugar maple or a variety of offshoot of a sugar maple.
Okay. What are some other maple trees in the area? Rattle off a few of them.
Well, there's sugar maple, fall fiesta maples, there's silver maples, there's a autumn blaze maple, which is a cross between a red maple and a silver maple. There's Norwegian maples, there's variegated maples, on and on and on. Ahmer maple is another one that has gorgeous fall color.
Which one's that?
Ahmer maple, A-M-U-R.
Okay.
It's a smaller maple tree. It gets more red-orange.
Is that the one that's in front of us here at the dentist office?
No, you have a variety of sugar maple across there.
Okay.
I was just had a dentist appointment with Dr. Brandon over there, and he's going to redo the landscaping at the outside there. And I took him out there, and I showed him that maple.
Yep.
And I said, you know, you need a root canal on this tree because it's it's badly damaged. It has sun skull, if you look at that, Paul.
Okay, I'm looking at it right now.
The bark on the tree, on the southwest side of that tree, is split open from the sun beating down on it. And so you definitely have to wrap smooth bark trees in the wintertime, okay, before winter. So if you have smooth bark trees or planted a young tree this year, make sure that you wrap them with tree wrap and get that guard back on the tree. That'll help prevent from sun scald and also damage in the wintertime from little creatures.
Okay. Well, that's
one of the things you should be doing with your trees is pruning up bottom branches and wrapping them and getting the grass away from the base of the tree. that'd be a good thing to do before the, one of our fall projects.
Okay. So, yeah, let's call that our plant of the week this way, a sugar maple tree, or maple trees in general. How about that?
If you don't have a sugar maple in your yard, right now they're at their height in our area. The original sugar maple is a rounded type tree, a medium to large tree, gorgeous fall colors, and you get to rake up all the leaves and make a pile and jump in it.
Mm-hmm. How big can they get?
Oh, I'm sure it, I'd say 60, 70 feet tall.
Okay.
Big tree. Right. Give it room. It's a gorgeous tree. It's a nice rounded tree. Make sure when it's little that you prune up some of the branches so it goes higher, so you don't have all those branches close to the ground.
Right. Do we have a ufta plant of the week this week, Dwayne? Any ufta plants? Anybody? Anything?
Oh, if we have the ufta plant of the year this year.
Yeah, what's that?
I would say crabgrass. Because, okay, you know, it was so dry for a while there, and kind of got started, and it it's a short grass, spreads way out, and there's a lot of problems there. The ufta animal of the year was definitely the grubworms. Grubworms attacked all over, attacked our lawns. But the most resilient plant of the year definitely has to be our bluegrass lawns. They sure came back this year. I mean, us looking at our lawns in July and August, who thought they'd come back like this? But we've had great fall rains, and the lawns really have come back. So make sure that you put your fall fertilizer on, and probably get some grass seed on your lawn to revive it.
We had a listener just call in a question here. Where are we at with emerald ash borer in Lockport County?
You know, they officially said, they, whoever they are, say it's not here, but I think it's here. I've seen evidence of it on trees, because if your ash tree starts peeling the bark off and you look underneath there, you'll see marks underneath the tree, okay, where you can see some of these bugs have gone in, or you'll see a D-shaped hole in the tree where the emerald ash borer, it's a borer that gets into your trees. You can prevent emerald ash borer, I think, very easily. Spray your tree with Momentum, and then there's a chemical that you can pour on the base of your tree. You pour it right around the base of the tree. It's absorbed in the tree, and it'll prevent that emerald ash borer from getting in there.
Okay.
I don't think it's as big a problem as they think it is. It can be taken care of.
Okay. With the right treatment, huh?
Yeah. 1-800-DWAYNE will tell you about it.
1-800-DWAYNE. I never heard of that one before.
That's not true, no. People actually have tried to do that.
Oh, really?
But I'd be glad to talk to people about that. We've been spraying lots of trees, a lot of ash and a lot of evergreen trees this year.
Okay.
Evergreens have gotten the blight in it, which is the fungus problem, and you spray that, and you can stop that, too. So those have been some of the problems that we've been talking about all year. And our concerns, and if you have concerns after that, I know this is the last radio program of the year, but I'm here all year long. You can call. I'm mainly in Dawson, but you can call the Dawson, Madison, or Montevideo stores and can answer your questions. We're here. It doesn't have to be on the radio.
All right. All right, we got one more question here, and then we're going to talk about putting your garden to bed for the year. Can you dig canna lilies and deluas?
Dahlias
now, or should wait till after a frost?
You know, you sent me some pictures of cannas. They sure look pretty yet. It's a tropical, looks like a tropical plant. The frost kind of encourages all that energy from the chlorophyll cells. It takes the energy and puts it into the roots or into the bulbs, and you want that to happen. And that usually happens after a frost or colder weather. So you could actually harvest them too early. Cannas have huge, huge roots underneath there. I don't think it's a problem if you have to dig those up. But usually you do it after frost.
Mm-hmm. I have a friend that has those canna lilies, and man, they're tall.
They're tall and they're gorgeous. Oh, that was a gorgeous picture.
Yep, I sent it to you. Yep.
I think more people should plant cannas. Again, canna bulbs are they're spring bulbs, which means they're not hardy here in the wintertime, which is unfortunate. So you have to dig them up, okay? You dig them up, get the dirt off them, let them dry out, and then store them over the winter in some place that isn't going to freeze, and you plant them again next year.
So should I, should she wait till after a frost then?
If you're asking a horticulturist like me, yes.
Wait till after frost, okay?
Yes.
All right. There's
nice day after the frost.
All right. Well, we've got a few minutes here, Dwayne. Let's talk about wrapping up the gardens. First of all, what do you think about the growing season this year?
You know, it's kind of strange. It got so hot and dry, but we got some rains, and we sure got a lot of produce out of our gardens. I mean, I think the gardens went well. A lot of tomatoes, a lot of pumpkins, carrots did good. I think the whole garden in general was good.
What didn't go good?
It did go good.
No, what didn't? What didn't grow well this year, would you say?
I think for the season we had, I think we get an A+.
Oh, okay. As dry as it was. Wow. Okay.
Unbelievable. If you water your garden a little bit during, you know, a couple times during that heat air area there, I think the gardens in general went good. I planted a lot of herbs this year, and they absolutely went crazy. I mean, they're bigger than I've ever seen them. Pumpkins are big. Pretty good color, so I think the garden season was great. And we have seeds, and if you're planting this winter and need certain seeds or whatever, we have an extensive seed collection, and we bag our own seeds here, and we have some bizarre, unique seeds. So this winter, if you're looking for garden seeds, give us a call.
Okay. So what do people do to prepare their garden for winter for next year? What can they do?
Well, you should harvest it first and clean out the debris. I usually do that after a frost again because it's easier. Get that debris, and you can compost it if you haven't had a lot of diseases in your garden. Pile the leaves and stuff and add a little dirt and keep turning that. And the rest of the garden, I would put some good garden fertilizer on there and till your garden up once, because your garden will be ready to go for next year.
All right. Well, it's been a fun season visiting with you on the garden show every Thursday, and can't wait till next year, huh?
Yeah, we've done it many years, you know, and I enjoyed doing it with you, Paul. Terry and I did it for many years, and looking forward to doing it next year. But like I said, if you have any questions, tell us next spring. Direct them to Heather Nursery and Floral. We'll be glad to do that, you know. You need landscaping plans, cut flowers. We do an extensive cut flower business. We all have all kinds of stuff. We can help you with your lawns or anything in horticulture. Don't be afraid to give us a call at Heather Nursery Floral and Greenhouse.
Yeah, and you have three locations, right, Dwayne?
Yep, in Madison there, in Dawson, and Montevideo. And we have them fully staffed and have lots of products, lots of plants. Plants are our name of the game. We have all kinds of plants and interested in plants, and hopefully have the know-how to grow them all.
That's right. All right, Dwayne, thank you. Hey, I want to thank our listeners. We always get a lot of call-ins, questions for Dwayne, and appreciate you listening to the Garden Show this year again. So, Dwayne, we'll talk to you next spring.
Yep, in the Garden Show. And you know what? We'll talk to you tonight, Paul, at the football game.
That's right.
Everybody have a great fall and good harvest. Thank you.
All right. Dwayne Hasted with Heather Floral and Nursery, and that wraps up another garden show for this season.